So this morning I was checking my email and clearing my inbox as you do, when something really struck me that actually a key component of using email is audio. So for example, when you send an email, you wait for that little swoosh sound that it makes in Mac Mail in order for you to know that yes, it's definitely gone. And equally, you are reliant on that little ping noise that it makes to tell you that a new message has arrived. And it occurred to me how little audio is used on the web, which strikes me as strange, really, because I think there are a lot of opportunities to add audio elements to your website. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, yeah, but there's some terrible uses of audio online. And you instantly think of those flash-heavy sites that have those really annoying, repetitive kind of background audio tracks that you instantly turn off because they irritate the hell out of you. And it's not appropriate in a work environment to have that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that kind of audio. I'm talking about the subtle kind of auditory feedback that you get from, an application like Mail. The trouble is it's a little bit like JavaScript, isn't it? For so long, everybody hated JavaScript because, you know, it was used for pop-up ads and it was used for, kind of all kinds of negative things and that we really didn't, you know, view as particularly good. But just because the technology is misused doesn't mean the actual fundamentals behind it are a bad idea. And I think the same is true with audio on the web. Especially these days, as more and more of our websites have got these kind of interactive elements that don't require a big page reload. Now, previously in the past, the page reload was a very obvious signal that to the user that something has happened. Well, these days, it's easy to miss updates where something has changed on the page and you don't always realise it. You know, whether it being an email being sent within Gmail or whether it be a list updating on a website or a form being submitted. And those are perfect cases of providing a little bit of auditory feedback to the user to let them know something has happened. Whether it's signing up for a newsletter, completing a contact form, whatever the reason, there is an opportunity to put some audio into our websites. So I think you should look at your site and go, where would it be useful to provide little bits of auditory feedback to the user just to reassure them that something has actually happened? Because I believe that as website owners, we're maybe missing a trick when it comes to audio.